I'm Gene Randall. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the United States may intervene militarily in Venezuela. He appeared on the Fox Business Network program Mornings with Maria.
Military action is possible. If that's what's required, that's what the United States will do. We're trying to do everything we can to avoid violence. We've asked all the parties involved not to engage in that kind of activity. We'd prefer a peaceful transition of government there, where Maduro leaves and a new election is held. But the president has made clear, in the event that there comes a moment, and we'll all have to make decisions about when that moment is, and the president will ultimately have to make that decision, he's prepared to do that if that's what's required.
Pompeo also called for a change in Russian behavior toward Caracas.
The president has laid down a very clear requirement for the Russians. They've got to leave, and most importantly, they've got to take down that support for Maduro. There are indications that Maduro was prepared to leave and that the Russians asked him not to go. Those are very dangerous things, dangerous for the Venezuelan people, and things that create an enormous amount of risk that violence will escalate, something that I think no country in the region wants.
The secretary was scheduled to speak with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov sometime today. In Venezuela, opposition leader Juan Guaido is urging his backers to take to the streets again to protest Maduro's continued rule. Guaido has also repeated his call for the nation's armed forces to join the effort to remove Maduro from power. That call has so far been unsuccessful, and for now, Nicolas Maduro seems very much in control. South Korea has reopened the joint security area in Panmunjom to the public a year after a historic summit there between the two Korean leaders, Moon Jae-in and Kim Jong-un. The DMZ tourism plan was part of an agreement reached during the summit in Pyongyang, which called for a set of tension-diffusing measures. This is VOA News. Former special counsel Robert Mueller is being described as frustrated with U.S. Attorney General William Barr's portrayal of the Mueller team's findings on the 2016 presidential campaign and the role Russia played in the electoral process. Barr at this hour is testifying before the Republican-led Senate Judiciary Committee. AP correspondent Sagar Magani has a report.
Last night, word spread that Mueller had taken issue with how Attorney General William Barr initially portrayed the Russia probe's findings, complaining in a letter last month there was now public confusion about key parts. In his first congressional testimony since releasing the report, Barr fought back, saying he was surprised Mueller did not conclude whether President Trump tried to obstruct justice.
I'm not really sure of his reasoning,
suggesting Mueller shouldn't have investigated obstruction in the first place if he was not prepared to make a decision. Mueller's letter amplified Democratic allegations that Barr spun the findings in the president's favor. Sagar Magani, Washington.
WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange has been sentenced to 50 weeks in prison in London, found guilty of jumping bail in 2012. WikiLeaks spokesman Kristen Harafensen says tomorrow will see the start of Julian Assange's most important challenge, the fight against extradition to the United States.
What is at stake there could be a question of life and death for Mr. Assange. It is also a question of life and death for a major journalistic principle.
A U.S. watchdog group reports Afghanistan may not be ready for the day after peace. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has that report.
Washington's Special Inspector General for Afghan Reconstruction, or SIGAR, suggests Kabul needs to find a way to reintegrate Taliban fighters into society, combat corruption, and rein in the country's runaway narcotics problem. The warning from SIGAR, a group which monitors billions of dollars in U.S. aid to the country, comes in an overview of Afghan needs for the day after, once there is a peace deal with the Taliban. SIGAR's John Sapko says failure to reintegrate the estimated 60,000 Taliban fighters and their families into Afghan society could undermine peace. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Japan's new emperor Naruhito has inherited the imperial regalia of sword and jewel, along with the seal of state and his personal imperial seal in his first official duty as emperor. In a brief speech, Naruhito said that he was filled with a sense of solemnity and promised to emulate his father, the now Emperor Emeritus Akihito. At 85, he returned the throne to his son a day earlier. Naruhito said his father had performed each of his duties in earnest for more than 30 years, at all times sharing in his people's joys and sorrows. Gene Randall, VOA News.